Restoration with Jason Aleph.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you are. This is Restoration, and I am Jason Allen. Hello there. Well, now, we are on episode 4. How about that? We're growing up right before your eyes. Hey, today we're going to do something a little bit different. Instead of bringing on a guest, we're going to do a couple of testimonies. I think this will help those who are not part of the church or, you know, still questioning. So today we have two testimonies, one from Sister Elsie Hull and one from yours truly. So I think this will be good for you. So I'm going to read the testimony now. She says, "My testimony is simple. I know that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is Christ's church on the earth today. I know we have a living prophet. I know the Book of Mormon, like the Bible, is the work of God. I know these things because I've studied and prayed to know for myself. I can't deny the witness of the truth I felt from the Holy Ghost. I know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He really did suffer for each of us. Because of him, we can live happily in heaven again with our families. Jesus Christ lives, and I love him." Isn't that a cool testimony? I mean, it really brings the personal, you know, perspective to it. It brings a certain je ne sais quoi, dare I say. You know, on further episodes, I hope to do more testimonies here. I find them all so fascinating because each person has their own story, right? Each person comes from it from their own angle, their own personal angle. And I find it fascinating. So I'm going to go ahead and give you my testimony. Now, this is not going to be written down. This is just going to be me shooting off the cuff because I do that better than reading off the script. I mean, yeah, I can do it where it doesn't sound like this. "Hello, this is Jason Allen. I would like to tell you my testimony." Now, I'm a little bit better than that. Well, at least I hope so. So without further ado, let me give you my testimony. So I grew up mainly a Protestant. I grew up being a Presbyterian. My mother and father were Presbyterians. But, you know, growing up as a child, it just, you know, it didn't stick. You know, I went to church. I listened to the stuff. But as a kid, you know, you're probably thinking about other things. School, your friends, who knows? For whatever reason, it just didn't stick. And, you know, as I grew up, I always continued to have faith in God, that there was a living God. So I guess you could call me a monotheist. And I believe also that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. So I had that root faith, that little kernel that was still alive within me. So as little Jason grows up, he decides he is going to join the Army. And while I was in the Army, well, I didn't have a real good time. As you can imagine, there are some things in life that you get into. And I know I'm saying a lot of and Andrew Gale, I will try to work. But you may be sent places, you may have to do things that you can come back having a lot of questions and a lot of inner turmoil. So after I came back, I guess I was at one proverbial crossroads. You know, where do I go from here? So I opened up this newspaper, and lo and behold, in it, there was a story about a parish priest that was new, and he'd grown up in a real tough lifestyle, right? He came from the south central area of LA, and as you can imagine, it was rough. And so I listened, not only listened, I read that, and it really resonated with me. So I met with the Catholic priest, and I became Catholic. You know, after a while, I felt a calling to the priesthood. So I decided that, well, I'm going to become a priest. So I started studying dogmatic theology and Christology. And I went along during that, and there were some things of doctrine and other things that just didn't sit right with me. The way the Catholic Church was, well, still is, but was at that time going through various scandals that had to do with minors. And I was bothered by that because it seemed to be systemic. Now, when I was in one of the groups there in the afternoon talking about things, they asked me point blank, you know, what do you think of this? And I didn't think much of it. And I told them that. I told them that these priests and whoever needed to go to jail, that prison was a better place than the parish. Well, as you may know, their protocol, their modus operandi, was just to move them around to a different parish. They faced no legal justice, right? And that didn't sit well with me, and I told them that. And as you can imagine, they didn't like it too much. So I was always considered too much of an outsider, I guess. They liked me well and all, but I was considered still very secular. So one weekend, I came up back home, and you know, I'm sitting around visiting the parents, and I get a call from my friend. He says, hey, I'm talking to this girl, and I would really like for you to talk to her cousin. And I said, hey, man, I can't do that. And he goes, oh, come on, man, you can do that. And I said, no, I can't be your wingman on this. You know, my priorities, you know, lie somewhere else. But he was like, no. All you got to do is talk to her. That's it. Can you please do that? So I said, all right, I'll do that. So I started talking to her, and, well, she was my wife. And as you can imagine, that was that for the Catholic Church, because for all of you who don't know, I'm pretty sure 99.99999% of you know that you can't be married and be a priest. So, well, I left seminary, and from then on out, I was still a monotheist. I still believed in Jesus Christ. I just was disenchanted, I guess, with the organized part of the Catholic Church and kind of by proxy, the rest of the denominations. And so I lived that way, stayed married, had two wonderful children and various animals, and I grew older. Well, as I entered middle age, like I think most middle-aged people do, they come to another crossroads again, and they start thinking, where do I go from here? You know, you're over the top of the mountainside and looking down to the valley below, and you're wondering, you know, what have I shown for this? What, you know, is my life? We take stock, right? And I did, and I decided, well, it was time to get back and closer to God. So I looked at different denominations, and I decided, well, you know, about a block away from where I live now is a ward of the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And, you know, since I had read the Book of Mormon back, you know, in a comparative religious class in college, you know, years ago, I decided I was going to revisit it and start reading again. And I did, really resonated with me, I mean, to the marrow of my bones. And I'm not going to be afraid to tell you, as I was reading it, it touched me so much, I was blubbering like a baby, right? And so I figured I'm going to call the ward and see if I can talk to somebody. And I did. We set up a meeting, I came down, and I talked to Brother Reese Berge and Brother Ryan Evans. No, actually, they're Elder Reese Berge and Elder Ryan Evans. And I couldn't have met two more just really cool people, down to earth, knowledgeable, just whatever, you know, what you would be looking for in the prototypical missionaries, right? And so much so that I affectionately started calling them the dudes. And they still are the dudes. And if listening, see, I want to say watching or reading or whatever, but listening to the podcast, you'll know that they were on episode one, and they are just two fantastic people, and I hope to have them on podcast again more. And so I kept talking to them, you know, week after week, taking some classes, learning more, really delving in to the church and the doctrines. And the more deeper I became involved, the more that I felt, well, I felt that I was home. a way that I never felt in the Catholic Church, even going through seminary. I never had that. And it really touched me, and it confirmed that this was home. So I was, well, I want to say inducted, but I wasn't inducted. I became a member of the church, and I'm now working towards the Aaronic priesthood, and I really want to delve as deep as I can and learn as much as I can, because, you know, I've always been a learner from the cradle, and I really want to know as much as I can about our Lord and Savior. So that is where I'm at right now. I was baptized, became a member. That is my testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And now it is time for the verses of the day. Hey, wasn't that ominous enough? I probably won't read it like that later episodes. So here we go. Today's verses of the day comes from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 7. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and catch with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that one which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calls together all his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in the heaven. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance. Isn't that cool? That if you feel lost, if you feel that, well, you know, I've lived such a life that surely God and Jesus, you know, they're not going to like me. I've got no place. Be reminded that no matter how far you think you've gone, right, God is always with you. Christ is always with you. And they are always, always looking for that lost sheep. All right, everybody, we are getting to that time to where we ride off into the sunset. So let me tell you, that we got a new voicemail line so that you can call. And hey, I might even put it on the air. Or if you think you might be a good guest or have guest ideas, please drop us a line. The number is 971-205-2464. Again, that's 971-205-2464. All right. As always, thank you for giving us a listen and, you know, continuing to support the show. We need your prayers. Happy thoughts and vibes. So until the next episode, I've got to say, Arrivederci.